There is a stringency for somebody who shuts the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash over somebody who is mala, who is makriv a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. And there's also a stringency for somebody who is mala a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash over somebody who shuts the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash. Chomer de shechita. What the chomer de shechita has over halach. Sha'asheche lehetit chayim. Bahamale lehetit patim. Somebody who shuts the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash and he does so with Torah hedit for a person, not with Torah kavod, he doesn't do it the shame Hashem, is still chayav karet, as opposed to somebody who is mala a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash for a hedyet, for a person, as opposed to for Hashem, he is patur from karet. The reason being is because the pasuk says by shechita dan yechashev leish, even somebody who shech for an ish would be chayav karet, as opposed to by halah, the pasuk said lasos oso laHashem, only if you're mala the shame Hashem are you chayav karet, but if you're mala the tzara hedyet, you'd be part of from Karet. Chomer Baliyah. There is a stringency that halah has over shechita. Shnayim she'achzu b'sakin v'shachtu peturim. Achzu be'eber v'heluach chayav. If two people together took hold of a knife to shech the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, they would be part of from Karet, as opposed to if two people grabbed hold of an eber from a korban and was malet outside the Beit HaMikdash, they would be chayav. This also goes out from the pasuk. As by shechita it says, "Dami chashev liish hahu." Says ish, which is singular. So only if a single person shech the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash would he be chayav karet. As opposed to by halah, the pasuk says ish ish asher yala. And since it says ish twice, we learn out from there that if two people together are mala korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, they would be chayav. Hela v'chayav v'hela. Chayav ako aliyah ba'aliyah, divrei Rabbi Shimon. If somebody is mala a korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, they take it down and put the same korban up again, and then he does so for a third time, it's chayav for each aliyah according to Rabbi Shimon. It's chayav three chatos, even though it's the same korban that he put up on the back three times. Now, talking about where it was no delo being time, meaning between each halal, he realized that he did an aveira. And then he forgot again that it's also to put a korban on the mizbeach outside the Beit HaMikdash, and he did the avera again. In such a case, he'd be chayav for each halah. But if he did not realize in between that it was also, it was all done behelam echad. In such a case, he'd only be chayav one chazer. As somebody who does an avera repeatedly behelam echad without realizing in between that he sins would only be chayav to bring one chazer. But here's the omer, eino chayav ala achad. Ve'eino chayav achiyala the rosh hamizbeach. Rabbi Yossi says, somebody who is mala the same korban repeatedly on a mizbeach outside the Beit HaMikdash would only be chayav to bring one chazas, even though they were done in different halamos that he realized in between that he did the avera, as since it was the same korban that he put up again on the mizbeach, he would not be chayav another chazas. And so too is only chayav for halah if he is mala the korban outside the Beit HaMikdash on the top of a mizbeach. But if he is mala the korban on top of some other structure other than a mizbeach, he would not be chayav karet for halah. Rabbi Shimon Amar, if he were hala ala sela o ala eben chayav. Rabbi Shimon said, even if somebody is mala korban outside the Beit HaMikdash on a rock or a stone, he would be chayav for halah, and there is a chayav karet for halah, according to Rabbi Shimon, even if the halah was not done al rosh hamizbeach. Both kachim kshir and korbanot that are kachim and kachim sulam, korbanot that became pasul. If it became pasul only for kodesh, only after it was taken into the azar, for example, it was nishchat with mashavet chutz mano chutz komo. That's the psul that happened with kodesh. And in such a case, the din is in alu lo yardu. Even though the korban is pasul, you're not supposed to be makdir on the mizbeach, but if a kohen is makdir on the mizbeach, you would not take it back down from the mizbeach. If you're makdir one of these kachim outside of the Beit HaMikdash, you would be chayav karet. And since the din is by kachim sulam that only became pasul, but kodesh, then an alu lo yerdu, so it's still considered kachay Hashem, and therefore, if you're makdir outside of the Beit HaMikdash, you would be chayav karet.
as opposed to korbanot that became pasul before it was taken into the kodesh. In such a case, it didn't an alu yardu. If the coin was mastered on the mizbeach, we would take it back down, so they're not considered kachi Hashem, and therefore, if you're mock of it outside the Beit HaMikdash, you'd not be chayav karts. Hamala tizayis min ha'ola u'min hamurim b'chot. Chay. Somebody who is mocker, a kizayis from the ola and the emurim, meaning to say he took half a kizayis from the basar ola and half a kizayis from the emurim, from the chalavim of the ola, and between the two of them he had a kizayis, and he was mocker of that kizayis outside the Beit HaMikdash, he would be chayav. And since the ola is entirely consumed on the mizbeach, including the basar, so therefore the basar and the emurim, the chalavim, could combine to form a kizayis and to be mechayev the person who is makavit outside the Beit HaMikdash. Hakomet v'halavayna v'haktoris u'minchas kohanim u'minchas kohan Mashiach u'minchas nesachim shehikrib me'echad mehem kizayis b'chutz chayim. Somebody who is makavit outside the Beit HaMikdash, a kizayis from a kohanim, the part of a mincha that is nictar on the mizbeach, or he was makavit a kizayis from the levayna. The Levina is put on the Minchas Nedava, or Kedayis from the Ketores, which is put on the Mizbeach every single day, in the morning and in the afternoon, or Kedayis from Minchas Kohanim. Now, Minchas Kohanim is different than a Mincha that is brought by Yisrael. As a Minchas Kohanim does not have a Kemet, the entire Mincha is consumed on the Mizbeach. Somebody who is mocked there, a Kedayis was outside the Beit Mikdash, would be Chayim. Or he was mocked, a Kedayis from a Minchas Kohan Mashiach. This is referring to the Minchas Chavisim that the Kohan Gadol brings every day. Or kizayis from minchas mesachim. This is a mincha that is brought together with the korban, together with the yayin that is poured on the mizbeach, and it is entirely consumed on the mizbeach. And somebody who is makir for kizayis words from any of the above things outside the Beit HaMikdash, he would be chayav karet. Rabbi Lezer paiter ashi yakriv es kulo. Rabbi Lezer paiter somebody who is makir for only kizayis words outside the Beit HaMikdash, he's only chayav if he's makir for the entire thing outside the Beit HaMikdash. And any of the above mentioned things that was nikra b'snim on the mizbeach kehilchata, and it was kizayis left over which had not yet been nikra, and somebody took it outside the Beit HaMikdash and was makar it b'chutz, in such a case, the person who was makar that kizayis b'chutz would be chayav even according to Rabbi Lezer. Even though Rabbi Lezer holds that somebody who was makar only a kizayis outside the Beit HaMikdash is not chayav, but in this case, since there was only kizayis left, which had not been nikrav, in such a case, even Rabbi Lezer would be mechayav the person who is makrav it b'chutz. But kulan shechatz v'kol shehem v'krivim b'chutz pater. And any of the above mentioned things that a little bit from it was missing before the hakatara, some of it got lost or was burnt. So now you can no longer do the hakatara on the mizbeach. As a mincha that a little bit from it got lost, it cannot be marked on the mizbeach. As the prophet says, "V'hanoseret min ha-mincha," and that's coming to exclude a mincha that some of it is missing after the k'misa before the haktar. So, in such a case, somebody who is makrib the rest of it outside the Beit HaMikdash would be pater from kares, as since it is no longer kosher to be makrib on the mizbeach, somebody who is makrib it outside the Beit HaMikdash would not be chayav kares.